The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On to news up north with the Chicago Bears. They did make a change, as their head coach Matt Eberflus said. Change was going to come with that offense. They fired their offensive coordinator, Shane Waldron, and now Thomas Brown will take over play calling duties for the Bears. This is according to CBS Sports NFL insider Jonathan Jones.
Yeah, they've been really bad. I don't like the move, I'm not going to lie. I like stability for young players, and especially young quarterbacks. And whether it's bad or not, I think maybe you try to ride this out. It just had, unless Caleb Williams was like, this guy won't work with me, he's not doing what I want. Maybe that's what, maybe, you know, you never know what's going on in the building, but it just, you don't want to see him go through what guys like Trevor Lawrence and what Bryce Young just went through. And that is seemingly not the same, obviously, because Urban Meyer was a debacle.
Yeah.
The Tepper-Reich relationship was a debacle. But it, now you're...
There's probably Bear fans that would tell you Matt Eberflus has been a debacle. Well, so he has to own a little bit of that as well.
Shane Waldron looks like a debacle now. But yeah. I just don't like this instability for a young player, because... Let's get to the reality of this. This is a desperation move by Eberflus.
I agree. Well, I think it's the entire organization. And the question you have to ask yourself is, what role did Waldron play in having Caleb Williams drafted and all the above? Because you've seen whispers that there's players unhappy with Caleb Williams too, and I have to think it's probably DJ Moore or, you know, Keenan Allen or whoever else inside of that offense that are not getting the ball the way they're used to. And so I don't know. It's frustrating, but I keep coming back to this. And I've said this before on the show, and I believe it even more now. The offensive coordinator or the offensive play caller is the most important. They might be the most important person in the locker room aside from the quarterback. Like that is such an important position, to your point about the development of a young quarterback. When you have a talent the way Caleb Williams is, not the defensive coordinators take a back seat or any other player on the team, but that coordinator and that quarterback have to be lockstep. And if the relationship's not there and you don't think it's getting any better, you're early in his career, I don't mind the move. I mean, I'm never in favor of firing coaches, but when you look at the way they've performed here recently, it seems like you have enough talent to be able to, you know, put more points on the board. And this is a league where if you're not coaching or playing up to that ability, then you're going to be you're going to have to move on eventually. So I don't mind it as much as some others, but it's unfortunate nonetheless.
I think it's more of a concern if you see what happens with this team next year. So if there's a change now, someone else stepping in, and then all of a sudden there's a new OC midway next year or anything like that, then it becomes a concern. But I don't have a problem with it being making the change right now this early, because he's just, I mean, you know, I know it's just one season, but he's just getting started. And it's still, his rookie year.
So. Yeah, and he might have a new head coach at the end of the year.
And,
too.
That'd
be the next move.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.